Max Sawyer is a 13-year-old student at McNair Middle School. He's also the organizer of the first ever NWA Towel Day.
Douglas Adams, who wrote the series called Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, died 10 years ago on May 11th. He wrote about towels in his book, saying it's the best thing that a hitchhiker could have. A towel is the most versatile use you could use. So since most people know from his books about the towel, we decided to do Towel Day.
In a quote borrowed from author Douglas Adams' science fiction comedy series, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Mac explains the versatility of a towel.
A towel, it says, is about the most massively useful thing an interstellar hitchhiker can have. Partly, it has great practical value. You can wrap it around you for warmth as you bat across the cold moons of Daglin Beta. You can lie on it, on the brilliant marble-sanded beaches of Centrigonus V, inhaling the heavy sea vapors. You can sleep under it beneath the stars, which shine so redly on the desert world of Cacrafoon. Use it to sail a mini-raft down the slow, heavy river moss. Wet it for use in hand-to-hand combat. Wrap around your head to ward off noxious fumes, or avoid the gaze of the ravenous bug flatter beast of trail. Such a mind-boggling, stupid animal. It assumes that if you can't see it, it can't see you. You can wave your towel in emergencies as a distress signal, and of course, dry yourself off with it if it seems to be clean enough.
Max started reading The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy in January. Fascinated by the book, he was researching it on the internet. That's where he came across the website towelday.org.
It was, it started 2 weeks after his death, and people would just carry around towels. Well, I was researching, and there hadn't been an actual celebration anywhere in Arkansas or in the neighboring states. So then I started up a group on Facebook called NWA Towel Day, it was originally just for me and my friends.
The Facebook invitation created for the NWA Towel Day now includes not only Max's friends, but also Hitchhikers fans from all over Northwest Arkansas. According to Mac, today's celebration of the first ever NWA Towel Day will feature a number of activities, including donating towels and blankets to various homeless and animal shelters in the area.
All right, today, we are supposed to have a Vogon poetry reading. We have challenged the people to write their own Vogon poetry, which uses words that make no sense whatsoever. We are supposed to have excerpts read from the book. We would like you to come dress as your favorite character from any of the books. And we are supposed to have a barbecue grill heated up if anybody would like to bring their own food for a potluck. While we are there, we are going to have a towel competition where the person that brings in the most useful thing that they found for a towel to be used, we are going to have a contest on that.
The original Towel Day is celebrated by Hitchhikers fans on May 25th each year. But due to bad weather conditions in Northwest Arkansas, celebrations had to be postponed.
It's starting at 5:30, where we will get everything set up and ready. And everything that will be set up is over by the pavilion, by the playground. Since today would be the first Gully Park free concert of the summer, which they've done, I believe it is, for the past 2 years. When the people come at 5:30 for Towel Day, they can automatically go over to the concert, or they stay with us and chat and talk around, and we can attract more people over and teach them about how we're helping or what the books are about. And the people that are there can go over and enjoy the music.
Individuals interested in attending the first ever NWA Towel Day can RSVP on the official Facebook page nwatowelday.tk. For folks who haven't read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, here's why Max says you should read it.
Because there's a the expression saying that British people don't have humor. Douglas Adams, the author, had complete and utter humor. He wrote in a way nobody else can. His books are just, they have such a simple plot, but the way he writes them are just purely marvelous.
The first ever NWA Towel Day will be celebrated today starting 5:30 p.m. at the pavilion near the children's playground in Gully Park. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.